Decipherment of Economic Development Myths. According to common belief, colonialism is often blamed for many of the world's problems. Authors, historians, politicians, professors, activists, and people from former colonies attribute issues like African poverty and Middle Eastern conflicts to European ruthlessness. However, this view oversimplifies history and neglects the positive aspects of Western dominance. Critics tend to focus on the negative aspects of European imperialism, such as slavery, the Nazis, the slaughter of indigenous peoples, and destructive wars, while overlooking its positive impacts, including democracy, affluence, better health, and longer lives. This biased analysis is prevalent in Western universities and even in the rhetoric of dictators like Zimbabwe's Robert Mugabe. Gandhi himself once claimed that European civilizations had no redeeming qualities. Populist theories often suggest that Europeans acted out of greed and brutality, causing misery for humanity. However, while European imperialism had its negative aspects, it also brought advancements in the quality of human life and longer lifespans worldwide, which outweighed these negatives. Disclosure of the rise of the West. 6 centuries ago, Europe was devastated by the Black Death, 1347 to 1351, making it a miserable backwater compared to Eastern Asia. By 1500, Western European nations were poorer, unhealthier, less populated, and less sophisticated than China and Japan. However, the Western world surpassed its rivals in the following centuries, dominating world culture for over 500 years due to its strengths. Despite being initially behind Eastern Asia, the West rose to dominance due to its early adoption of a market economy, effective sanitation practices, and medical advancements. Asian economies, particularly China, are on the path to replicate the West's success. China is expected to become the world's largest economy, with Japan already surpassing the UK. Contrary to popular belief, the West's ascendancy was not due to its literature, art, architecture, or music, but rather its ability to innovate in areas like economics, infrastructure, and healthcare. Europe's ascent to dominance can be attributed to mastering the 6 killer apps of a successful civilization. Killer App 1. Competition. Before 1400, Europe lagged behind China in civilization advancements. Chinese inventors had already developed plows, bridges, compasses, and furnaces, and during the Song Dynasty, 960-1279, they even played a game similar to golf. So, how did Europe surpass China? The answer lies in competition. In the early 1400s, China sent a fleet of massive ships across the Indian Ocean, led by Admiral Zheng He, to showcase China's impressive technology. However, Chinese ambitions waned, and by 1424, China had banned further oceanic exploration under penalty of death. Europeans began their voyages later than others, but their motivation was different. Competing European nations sought advantages over each other, with Portuguese and Spanish explorers aiming for riches. They opened trade routes and established new colonies, contrasting with China and Japan, which turned inward. China's rigid bureaucracy hindered innovation, while Japan chose to isolate itself. European nations competed and learned from each other, leading to affluence while Asia stagnated. This competitive environment resulted in differing physical statures between East and West. For instance, a typical 1600s English convict, with a protein-rich diet, stood 5 feet 7 inches tall, while a typical Japanese soldier was just 5 foot 2. Killer App 2. Science. The Islamic world once led in scientific advancements. The word algebra originates from the Arabic phrase al-jabr. The Abbasid Caliphate, 750-1258, established the first hospitals and translated Greek texts into Arabic. A pioneering Muslim scientist, Ibn al-Haytham, is regarded as the first truly experimental scientist. However, Arab scientific dominance waned, and Europe emerged as a scientific powerhouse as the Ottoman Empire declined in the late 1600s. In Western society, the separation of church and state fostered an environment conducive to exchanging ideas and accepting scientific breakthroughs. However, in the Arab world, religious and political laws often overlapped, inhibiting scientific exploration. From 1530 to 1789, Europe experienced a scientific revolution, marked by numerous breakthroughs in chemistry, mineral classification, and cell discovery. The printing press played a crucial role by facilitating the sharing and validation of scientific discoveries, making them accessible to non-scientists. Western thinkers like Nicholas Copernicus, Galileo, René Descartes, and Isaac Newton led scientific advancements, while the Muslim world largely abstained from the scientific revolution. Islamic clerics viewed scientific inquiry as blasphemy, discouraging intellectual curiosity. Until the late 1700s, only one Western book had been translated into a Middle Eastern language, highlighting the limited knowledge exchange between cultures. The evolution of weaponry. In the 16th century, Ottoman and European weapons were evenly matched. However, over the next two centuries, Europeans advanced their weapons' accuracy, while Ottoman technology stagnated. By the 1700s, a significant technology gap emerged between the West and the rest, particularly in weaponry. English mathematician Benjamin Robbins applied physics and differential equations to understand projectile motion, leading to innovations like egg-shaped bullets. This revolutionized European weaponry and increased its effectiveness. Israel's embrace of Western innovation has allowed it to maintain a technological edge over its enemies. Science has become a crucial factor in military superiority. In the 1980s and 1990s, Israelis filed 7,652 patents, while the entire Arab world filed only 367. Muslim nations are now embracing science, with some Saudis supporting girls' education and Iran pursuing nuclear power development. Killer App 3, Property Rights. North America and Latin America have distinct approaches to property rights, which have shaped their development. English migrants to North America sought land and representative government, escaping poverty. In contrast, Spanish conquistadors arrived in Mexico and Peru in the 1500s, aiming for instant riches. However, the English model of hard work and saving proved more sustainable than the Spanish approach of crown ownership of all land in Latin America. In South Carolina, settlers who were willing to work could earn land, creating a logical incentive in a territory abundant in real estate but lacking in labor. Even indentured servants considered the lowest of the low could become property owners. This fostered upward mobility in the nascent American colonies, where a society of farmers and merchants valued religious tolerance and political freedom. By the 20th century, the United States had emerged as the richest and most powerful nation globally, a testament to its widely distributed wealth and commitment to democracy. However, slavery remains a dark stain on the North American love of property rights, with the U.S. Constitution establishing the original sin of the New Republic, the right to own slaves. In contrast, the Spanish New World embraced slavery and functioned as an oligarchy. The spoils were primarily enjoyed by a fortunate few explorers, while the working class had little chance of owning land. The Catholic Church held a religious monopoly, further entrenching the hierarchical system. Latin America's most prominent freedom fighter, Simon Bolivar, led Venezuela to independence, but the country's first constitution restricted voting rights to an elite class of property owners, leading to vast inequality. While U.S. colonists had practiced democracy for years, Venezuelan freedom fighters were ill-prepared for self-governance. Consequently, Latin America experienced two tumultuous centuries, marked by revolution, coups d'état, poverty, and inequality. Since gaining independence in 1811, Venezuela has drafted 26 constitutions, highlighting the instability and struggle for democracy in the region, unlike the United States, which has had only one. Killer App 4, Medicine. Throughout history, people often lived short lives. Notable figures like Henry V, Mozart, died at 35, Schubert at 31, and Pascal passed away at 39. In London, from 1540 to 1800, the average lifespan was only 37 years. However, by 2001, global life expectancies had increased significantly to 66.6 years, thanks to the advancements in Western medicine. Despite the atrocities of European colonialism in Africa, medical care improved during colonial rule, only to deteriorate once the conquerors departed. French explorers in Senegal, for example, had to combat malaria and sleeping sickness, leading to medical breakthroughs. However, these advancements often faded once colonial rule ended. Colonial exploration in Africa's hazardous jungles spurred medical advancements to combat tropical diseases. However, these improvements were often short-lived. The demand for battlefield medicine grew due to destructive weaponry and the rise of total war. World War I drove innovations in trauma treatment, such as blood transfusions and skin grafts. Like slavery, which tainted the influence of property rights, Nazi atrocities in Europe and Africa victimized millions, underscoring the dark side of human history. Killer App 5, The Consumer Society. During the era of Western dominance, consumerism became a global force, with people worldwide desiring products like blue jeans and popular music. The Industrial Revolution paved the way for mass consumption, challenging earlier critiques of capitalism by philosophers like Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels. The Industrial Revolution transformed society, leading to widespread production and consumption of goods. Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels criticized capitalism as unfair and unsustainable, laying the groundwork for Soviet communism. However, their theories failed to account for the wealth generated by new Western factories, which benefited consumer classes. After World War II, Americans experienced a significant rise in prosperity, with luxuries like air conditioning, clothes dryers, and color televisions becoming common by the early 1970s. Denim pants, particularly Levi's, symbolized youth, rebellion, and individualism in American culture. After World War II, American affluence led to the widespread adoption of consumer goods, influencing global culture. In Soviet-controlled countries, where consumer goods were limited, blue jeans became a symbol of freedom and defiance against the communist regime. The ban on blue jeans led to jeans crimes being enforced by Soviet police. Despite efforts, the Soviets couldn't stop Western pop culture from influencing East Germans, who watched West German TV and desired their neighbors' forbidden consumer goods. Western brands like Levi's and Coke became symbols of freedom when the Cold War ended in 1989 and were credited with playing a role in the downfall of Soviet communism. Today, Western consumer culture continues to clash with traditional values in some parts of the world. The Muslim world views Western clothing as decadent, leading to conflicts over dress codes, such as the burqa ban in France. Killer App 6, Protestant Work Ethic. For centuries, people in North America and Northern Europe have been known for their strong work ethic, leading to prosperity, education, and successful brands. In the 1990s, five Western powers, the US, UK, Germany, France, and Canada, accounted for 44% of global manufacturing. In four of the five Western powers, Protestant Christianity was dominant, influencing their work ethic and economic prosperity. North America, colonized by Protestant English settlers, experienced growth, while Latin America, settled by Iberian Catholics, faced challenges. China's adherence to Confucianism and the Muslim world's strict religious doctrines hindered their ability to innovate, contributing to their stagnation as European powers expanded. In contrast, Protestantism's emphasis on hard work, thrift, and literacy played a pivotal role in driving the Industrial Revolution. In Germany, France, and the Netherlands, only 10% of people consider religion very important, indicating a decline in religious influence. Conversely, religion still holds sway in the U.S., but Americans often stray from the Puritan principle of delayed gratification. During the housing bubble, Americans overspent, fueled by inflated home values. Meanwhile, Westerners tend to spend, while Asians prioritize saving. This spending disparity raises questions about the potential resurgence of Eastern economic dominance. Key points. 1. Critics criticize Western culture for practices like slavery and colonialism. 2. Europe and North America's superior adaptation has widened the gap between the West and the rest. 3. Western civilization advanced due to competition, scientific supremacy, property rights, medical breakthroughs, consumerism, and the Protestant work ethic. 4. Rivalries among Western nations spurred exploration and innovation for centuries. 5. America's colonies distributed land ownership widely, creating upward mobility. 6. Global lifespans doubled in the past 200 years due to Western medicine. 7. Eastern cultures like China and Japan turned inward, driven by protectionism.